Here at the 2012 Conservation in Action Tour, I'm visiting with John McKee. First of all, John, tell me what you do, where you're from.
Okay, I'm a local farmer from Friars Point, Mississippi. I've been here pretty much all my life and farm corn, cotton, soybeans, and wheat.
I was fascinated to hear you talk about kind of your, I guess you've been doing what we call precision ag for some time now, and especially your thoughts on variable rate application and what you can do with it.
Sure. I'm a nerd. I was a civil engineer prior to farming, and so it just naturally was a fit for me. And about 15 years ago, when yield monitors first started, I started precision ag, and ever since then I've dabbled in it in every way imaginable.
What does it mean to you? What has it meant to
well,
you and your farm?
Well, it's just, it really, bottom line, is control. You know, I'm micromanaging every little piece of the farm, and that may be a psychosis, but I think it's a good business plan. We're just able to put the medicine on the hurt place, and as a blanket applicator, you just don't have that flexibility, and you're wasting money, and you may put too much or too little, and this just is, it just makes intuitive sense.
And it just seems to me from what you said that we're all talking about conservation practices here. That in and of itself lends itself to being part of a good conservation program.
No question. It goes hand in hand with conservation because we can pull back on those inputs where it's going to be excessive. For example, nitrogen, too much PK, whatever. If the dirt doesn't need it, if the crop doesn't need it, we certainly don't want it to be there. It's expensive. So we've got the technology available to pull back and save me, my pocketbook, and the environment. It's a win-win for everybody, really.
How about for those non-nerd farmers out there? What would you say to them in terms of, because there's some that still haven't even gotten started with this.
Well, it's I've got to tell you, from a nerd standpoint, even with a nerd, it does take some effort. It does take a commitment to it. I see equipment getting better, easier, cheaper. It's going to have to get better, cheaper, easier. I mean, some of it's still ridiculous. I mean, and, you know, you've got to deal with people that work for you that aren't as hip on it as you might be. So right now it's a push. You got to really make it work. I think we'll see it more and more mainstream. And I tell you, there's nothing like economics to drive precision ag. I mean, when you talk about saving $25 an acre for a fertilizer application, I mean, even somebody who's illiterate can figure that out.
Well, thank you so much for visiting here and talking with us and sharing with us here at this Conservation and Ag Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.